mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 26 seconds into this second hour, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This quick segment will take a few calls. When we get back, we will continue to cover, well, this latest scare. Oh, this flu pandemic, this flu virus from 57 that caused the pandemic. It's been mailed out to all these thousands of labs, and then we track back the company that did it. They're basically an intelligence agency front. We'll recap exactly what's going on and then ask the bigger question, how do we stop the global controllers from setting the precedent to inject us with what they want, when they want? And they're talking about engineering the vaccines directly into the foods through pharmacological crops where we cannot even get away from it. This is the tool of total eugenics, total control. We'll talk about it more with our guest, John Rappaport, at nomorefakenews.com. But, John, let's go ahead and take a few calls now. These will probably be all over the map, but I know you can comment on them with your expansive repertoire of knowledge. Chuck in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I've heard you speak many times about IBM and the work they did with the Nazis, with the computers and everything, and lining up human beings. Well, the National Geographic and IBM have gotten together to get a genographic project, I think is the...
IBM heads up the Human Genome Project. And again, they were the ones that, through their international business machines, the numbers on the prisoners' arms in Germany, and they would decide how much you weighed and how much to feed you or to go ahead and kill you. And Watson, the owner of IBM, was a big Hitler supporter, also a big member of the Order of Death through Bohemian Grove. But go ahead, and I'll get a comment from our guest.
Yeah, this genographic project, it has all the typical fingerprints. They've got 10 locations over the planet. It's a 5-year plan. Like I say, they're working with the National Geographic, and the Geno project leader is Spencer Wells. Don't know if it's any relation, but they're going through, and what they're trying to find is the origins of the human race, and it's,
they're trying to find a base genetic. I've seen the article. The base genetic tracer marks, I guess. Well, let's get a comment from our guest, John.
Well, one of the things that the Department of Defense has been doing for years and years and years is trying to develop ethno-specific weapons, and part of this idea is, of course, to try to make the point or discover genetic differences among different cultures and races and so forth.
Well, Dick Cheney said in the PNAC document, September 2000, we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Absolutely. They've been on this for, you know, a very, very long time. And so these projects are always fronts, you see. Okay. I mean, oh, yes, we want to do cultural comparisons and we want to search for the origin of life. It's like brain research. You go into any university where they do extensive brain research.
I've been there. It's all mind control.
Yeah, what they're saying is we're trying to cure diseases. We're trying to save people.
All DARPA mind control right here at UT Psychology Department.
Exactly. So what is it going on in the background? See, all of this is compartmentalized. So you've got researchers at this college and that university, and they're all working on little tiny things like, you know, ants and different colonies.
It's like Legos.
There are people who are hooking all this stuff up to try to figure out, how does the brain work, and therefore, how can we control it? It's nothing to do with curing disease, ultimately.
Real fast, anything else, Chuck?
Well, I was just curious. I wonder if Spencer Wells is any relation to H.G. Wells. But, yeah, I should have elaborated that that's what they say it's about. Mm-hmm. But this Mongolian, this is just one of the spins that they had. Mongolian native Timur Batur learned that he was a descendant of Genghis Khan. And he was very excited, it said. But
was written by a PR flag.
Oh, yeah. But wasn't
Listen,
George
Chuck,
Bush related?
Yeah, that's what they say. The Count Vlad. We'll be right back.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, 8 minutes, 30 seconds roughly into this second hour. For stations that don't carry that last segment, that carry the so-called news, really missed it. The caller brought up to our guest, John Rappaport, is an investigative journalist, brought up the fact that IBM and others are involved in this global human genome project going around collecting different DNA strains. Imagine if I wrote a publication where I said we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons that kill certain races of people. We need to use this in a war. Dick Cheney, I've read the quote on air. I mean, they published it. It's on their PNAC website, Project for New American Century. Just in one particular nightmare document, the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. In that same document, they say we need Pearl Harbor attacks to get the American people behind a global war, and we need helpful attacks. Saddam isn't a threat. We need his oil and to use Iraq as a military launch base, but we'll tell the public that it is about weapons of mass destruction. I mean, Dick Cheney wrote this particular document. He published it before he was even elected vice president, or appointed vice president, I'm sorry. And because they know the mainstream media will never challenge him on this. They know 99% of you won't go to the PNAC on website or buy a hard copy bound book of the different writings of this think tank. I mean, imagine, John Rappaport, if you wrote an article calling for the development of race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races, you would be decried by the NAACP, by the ADL. You might even have the FBI show up at your house. But if you were in government power over these weapons, you would be arrested, at least in a proper setting. But Dick Cheney says it, and it's normal. How do you square that with now this supposed super flu and from 57 that the government-controlled laboratory mailed out, the same group that sent this stuff to Saddam Hussein? Try to tie that together for us.
It's called "You Can't Arrest Me." You know, you get a card. Dick Cheney has a card. You can't arrest me. It's in the Great Monopoly game. He's out of reach because he's one of the people who's running the show. It's that simple. If you run the show, you can say and do all kinds of things.
That's like Schwarzenegger can say, I dream of being a dictator, I admire Hitler, I love Nazis, just hundreds of things, and he gets awards from the ADL.
There is no problem with that. Once you have risen high enough in the power ladder, then you are immune. And in fact, the press supports you because what are you supplying to the press? Story after story after story about horrible things happening. It sells newspapers. Everybody's loving it, reading, sucking up all of this crazy juice that the newspapers provide about one horror story after another, 9/11, this, that, this latest scandal. People love story. Everybody wants a story. And if you can't tell your own, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the press. It doesn't matter if it's a good story or a bad story or it's got lies in it. You're going to suck it up because you have already abdicated your own power to tell the story of your own life and your own future.
Now, I want to stop you right there. For those that just joined us, a lot of stations join us in the second hour. John Rappaport has worked as a freelance investigative reporter for 20 years. He writes for LA Weekly, Spin Magazine, Stern, Village Voice, Nexus, CBS, Health Watch, and other newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe. And you were nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for your work on the El Salvador University, where the military had taken over the campus. And it goes on and on, John, what you've covered. For those that just joined us before we go back to calls, please recap the flu story and what you did discover this. You ferreted this out. It's now in mainstream news since you did the work. Tell us about it.
The CDC has finally been forced to admit that this was intentional, sending out all these vials of 1957 flu virus to about 4,000, 5,000 labs around the world. What it turns out to be is that one company in Virginia, ATCC, is the company that originally sent out these germs. And this is the very same company that in the 1980s sent out more bio-war weapons to Iraq than any other entity in the United States. So, you know, it only takes a few brain cells to connect the dots on this one.
And then that same company, the director of that company, sat on a congressionally funded investigation of his own company. And then up until 93, according to a bunch of mainstream publications and Senator Alphonse D'Amato's own congressional study in 93, up until 93, the CDC was mailing these care packages to Iraq and others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
and the reason for that, we concluded in the last hour, is that they have to have plausible deniability at one level. If the globalists ever decide to release anything, they can say, oh, well, we know it was mailed to this company, and then nobody pays attention to who sent it out. Then they can frame anybody they want to. But you said one of the biggest reasons is just this overarching atmosphere of fear.
Yes, that's the whole point of this. If you make people afraid enough, then their next reaction is to obey central authority across the board.
And that ties into the Model States of Emergency Powers Act. And then we're going to go to calls up for this question. But you know well, John, you've been covering this in detail at nomorefakenews.com in just an amazing fashion. Last year, British government almost passes a law to forcibly inject every child in England with an injection that has a live virus that creates plaques in the neurotransmitters of the brain, blocking endorphins, hence heroin, cocaine, nicotine, also your natural endorphins. And here they want to start forcibly injecting us. We're in trouble. Comments on that?
Big trouble. And the biggest trouble is that the largest hypnotic force on the planet is medical. This is the new priesthood. This is the way into the new world order, because the medical gives the appearance of not being political. We're just looking out for your health. We want to do the best.
The vanguards of the Nazis were medical. Everything they did was because their doctor said so.
Absolutely. The psychiatrists were the ones in Germany who started, who brought over the eugenics and euthanasia programs from the United States. And this is the key. This is what people have to understand, that the medical funnel is the way that you eliminate, for example, a Bill of Rights.
It's the scalpel for social engineering.
You can't go out of the house. You can't talk to people. You can't do this. You can't do that. You have to obey. You have to be in fear. And then you have to take whatever we want to inject into your bodies. And on top of that, we're doing some tremendous brain research so that ultimately, down the line, you won't even have to think, because we will be projecting into you the imagery that we want you to live by.
I was given a tour of the non-classified areas of the new, gigantic, beautiful building, UT Psychology Department, because I have a friend who's high level in there. And just the areas I was allowed to see is they take monkeys, plug electrodes in their brains, flash different patterns on TV screens to mind control the monkeys. And they admit it's DARPA testing for the citizenry, for flickering with the TV, with a background image. It was all face scanning, retina scanning, mind control, wavelengths. And this is the stuff I was allowed to see. And just everywhere were DARPA documents with DARPA funding at the top of every program.
This research is going on all over the world, all the time. And there are people that are collating it and putting it together and working out an ultimate program for the brave new world. That's what they're doing. I want to tell you something weird, and I don't even know how to explain this. I've been getting emails in the last 3 days from sort of like stock advisories. They have, you know, kind of like a graphic. When I click on that email to open it, for about 3 seconds in gray print, light print, there is a text message. And, you know, I started to try to read it. I saw the word CIA. I mean, this is absolutely true. I'm not paranoid. That whole text goes off. You can't see it anymore. And then it's replaced by the graphic for the stock advisory. I have never seen anything like that. It's like there's a whole message hidden behind the graphic. Extensive text.
Well, when you take marketing and at a normal college, they teach the power of subliminals, and then it's all over the place.
Yeah, well, here it is on the email. Absolutely. So what we're looking at here, ultimately, is let's hypnotize the entire population into the concept of medical emergency. Therefore, we can declare these emergencies. We can say it's martial law. We can say anything we want to if we're the government. We can come in and force drugs on people or vaccines. We can invade your house, and we can say, is there anybody infected here? You have no more rights. This is the apex of the plan for control through medical means. And this is what people absolutely, for the most part, do not understand. They're always looking somewhere else for, you know, the crown of the New World Order. The crown is medical. Believe me, that's where it's all heading. And you can see the acceleration of stories in the press over the last year or so, or three, all about, oh, the big one is coming, the pandemic, this, that, the smallpox fiasco vaccine. Remember that when Tommy Thompson said, everybody in the United States has his name on a vial of smallpox vaccine. And then a year later, he turns around and he says, I'm not going to get this thing, and I'm not recommending anybody else does either. It's complete insanity.
John Rappaport, I want to come back and go straight to calls for Martin, Michael, Elizabeth, Andy, and many others that are patiently holding his website. You'll want to check it out. NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep John Rappaport about 10 minutes into the next segment, so another 20 minutes or so, because we got a lot of calls for him. We haven't gotten to him yet because this information is so important. But callers always bring us in important directions, like the last caller that was bringing up race-specific bioweapons. I mean, this is so important. And So let's go to calls now, and then I've got one more very important question for John Rappaport in the next segment. Bart in Texas. Go ahead, Bart. We've got to go quickly, callers. Go ahead, Bart.
I think something that ties into this is a book I just read recently by Gary Matsumoto called Vaccine A. And what he details from government documents that he's been researching over the last 10 years is that most of the vaccines that were given to our troops in Gulf War I were experimental vaccines that all had this compound called squalene in it, which causes autoimmune syndrome in the troops.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. That squalene is, in my opinion, a red herring. The real problem is all the other viruses and bacteria and yeast and stuff and things they add on purpose. It was experimental. It was illegal to give it to them. Look, we've caught the UN in Asia and in Africa putting hormones into the tetanus shots that sterilize the women. We've caught them. We have the documents, okay? John Rappaport, comments?
Yes, absolutely. HCG is the hormone that was put into these. They're called anti-fertility vaccines, and they've been researched for years at Rockefeller Institution and in other places, and this is definitely a program, and it was exposed in the Philippines.
And then we also, at the same time, have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We have all these big Rockefeller foundations. We have Ted Turner, $1 billion. While they're openly going to population control conferences and promoting eugenics views, they also love the little children so much they want them to have their shots.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty obvious, John.
It's all part of the same thing. And I've written extensively about this with Gates, you know, the humanitarian gestures of giving all this money for the vaccines while, of course, he's also investing in drug company stocks. But, you know, gargantuan amounts of money for vaccines, and this is population control, as you say.
Anything else, caller? Anything else, Bart?
Yeah, I wanted to ask both of you how y'all see resistance to this coalescing in the future, because I do agree.
Thanks for the call. Great point. In fact, speak of the devil. Right during the break, I asked John, are we going to win this? And he said, yes, there is a massive awakening. He's getting the same thing I'm getting. John?
The health freedom movement, which I've been involved in since about 1990, to me is the biggest ongoing grassroots revolution on the planet. Because people are completely breaking away from medical central authority. They are basically saying, this is my body, I'll do what I want to do, and nothing you can do is going to stop me, because if you try to give me a shot that I don't want, you're not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to submit.
You might get your own type of shot.
You might get no shot. You might get nutrients. You might get, you know, eating something that you believe
is
healthy.
No, I was talking about people with firearms.
Oh, yeah, right.
Giving the person their own injection of lead.
Yeah, well, this is where I have seen more people become what I would call true radicals in this country around the issue of health than anything else. They understand the threat. It's at a ground level.
Well, you can't hide it when we got Henry Kissinger documents about sterilizing half the women. I mean, it's not like we're making this up, John.
No, we're not making this up. And this is where the rubber meets the road, because people will rebel when you suddenly force on them drugs and vaccines that they know.
And I know the population in their gut, John, knows something's wrong. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in New York. Michael, go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. You know, Alex, like the Native Americans always said, they're fork-tongued devil. Care about the children while we're going to poison them with our protective vaccines.
We got some blankets for your children in there.
Yeah, they're doing to us what they did to the poor natives back then. Alex, I called yesterday. I told you I was a chemist once at IBM and then got into making semiconductor chips, and I was telling you how it was black magic. I rushed through it quick, and after I listened back on it all, and I realized, you know, I don't have to be that way on your show, because you do let the callers say whatever they want to say. You don't cut them off, and you even follow up. Over here in New York with WABC, they used to cut me off all the time once I got off their politically correct line of thought. And so anyway, I just wanted to mention that as far as the chip itself is also poisonous just to make. And a lot of people I know have died that were in the manufacturing lines every day working with the product. And also, John, if I could follow up after the break with something John said about...
Follow up right now. We got a lot of calls.
Okay, with the new priesthood is the medical establishment. That's all true. And that's why the people are waking up to that fact, and that's why they're going back to nature for the remedies.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Elizabeth, Andy, John, a few others. We'll have time to get your calls here before we let John Rappaport get back to his important work at nomorefakenews.com. Nomorefakenews.com. Very important website. Let me just throw out a smattering of other issues here concerning this latest fear-mongering the mind control experts are doing. George Bush and his cabinet, and this was admitted in a press conference by Ari Fleischer, they were all on Cipro on September 10th. That was the day it was mailed out, the anthrax. And then look at who got mailed the anthrax. It was used to shut down most of the Capitol and five of the six office buildings so they could pass the Patriot Act with no one reading it. The person that showed the photos of the Bush daughters falling down on top of other girls got mailed the weaponized anthrax, which turned out to be the Fort Detrick U.S. Super strain, coated in bentonite. Takes $100 million worth of equipment, conservatively, just to have that bentonite process. And it's a huge complex. They tried to then blame it on that Hatfield scientist, claiming he might have brewed it in a bucket in his basement. That's like saying I'd fly to the moon on a broomstick. You know, that's the same science in that. It's totally made up. this is the same thing. And then you track it back to big globalist Bush supporters who are making money off the Cipro, which isn't even the best antibiotic to treat inhalation of anthrax. And this is the facts. Then we have a congressional study from 99 of how to mail weaponized anthrax through the mail. So it's the same story over and over and over and over and over again. And they're trying to set the precedent to get us back into their system and to have forcible inoculations. District of Columbia, last time I checked, had passed a law claiming you've got to be vaccinated if you're a child. Now, that's totally unconstitutional. But during a break, we were talking, John, and you mentioned the numbers that I've seen. We had a record low flu season through the middle of last year through to this month, record low, because we had record low inoculation. And they try to create this, what I call the Christmas toy phenomenon of, oh, there's no vaccine. They say that every year. Get yours first. So people think it's like the Christmas toy they got to have. They all run out and try to get it. But that isn't working anymore. People just said, you know, I don't want it. And then they even had extra flu vaccine, despite the fact they, quote, had a problem at the plant in England and didn't have enough. And then you look at the numbers, we have less flu problems this year. And then my mother once was getting ready for a big swim meet. She's a master swimmer. Never gets sick. Took a flu shot about 5 years ago. Was sick for a month. Please elaborate.
Well, you're absolutely right. Very light flu season this year. Very low vaccination rate. Doesn't take a genius to figure it out.
And they said it was going to be a record year.
Yeah, they tried to promote that. The danger, ominous clouds on the horizon, all the usual kind of PR. And this is the way it turns out. And all you have to do is try to search through the newspapers and see if any mainstream reporter actually makes the connection between low flu rate and low vaccine rate, and you'll see that you're dealing with a completely controlled press.
I've seen the charts in major epidemiological publications from Australia, Germany, England, the United States, Canada. The charts are identical, almost identical. With the advent of good hygiene and better nutrition, around 80 years ago, infectious diseases plummet by 85%. Then in the 50s, with increased vaccination, it actually goes back up again, not the previous levels, but goes back up again, and you can actually trace the bringing in and popularization of vaccines with increases in those infectious diseases.
Absolutely. Let me make another point. I've done extensive research on the number of flu deaths in the U.S. every year. Every year, the CDC trots out the same figure. 36,000 people every year die. This is PR. You can go, and I have, and I've written articles on this on No More Fake News, go to their sites where the real statistics are quoted, and you will see that somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000 people at the most every year die from the flu in the United States. And there are some year, I have found a year where it was like 700. You see, this is a total lie.
But they count 91-year-old women who've broken both their hips and have kidney failure who are dehydrated and on morphine who also get the flu.
That's right. They count that, and they also, you see, they lump it in with pneumonia. And so what you're really getting is a combination stat there. And they claim that they have an absolute link between flu and pneumonia. That's nonsense. You can see it on their own site. I have. They have absolutely no evidence to connect those two, but all the doctors just say, oh, sure.
But then with real diseases like whooping cough and drug-resistant TB pouring across the borders and into our airports, they don't. That's kind of a little secret.
Yeah, they don't care about that. Because basically they want to bankrupt the whole country. They want an influx of illegal immigration to completely destroy the infrastructure, because how is global management going to take place if the United States remains the primary superpower on the planet? The whole idea is to reduce the level of functioning on all fronts in the U.S. down to something like the U.K., and then you can incorporate the U.S. into, you know, this global system of management, control, power from the top, from a very few people.
Last comment, and we've got to take a few final calls here, John. Side issue, but it's connected because of free speech to be able to fight this. from San Francisco to New York are talking about regulating and taxing and shutting down blogs, alternative news, licensing. Oh, you've got to be a licensed reporter to have a website and be able to comment. There's all this talk. That's why it's evidence we're winning. They're now even trying to restrict our free speech.
Sure they are. They definitely want to do this, and they want to paint all of the Internet news people as, you know, crazy and illegal and causing trouble and so forth and so on. My take on this is it ain't going to work, because if they were to shut me down tomorrow, I would start a new website, and I wouldn't call it a news website. I'd call it something else.
Well, we'd all be upset by what happened to you, and we'd all have you on, and you'd get 100 times the exposure.
Exactly. You know, it's like trying to, you know, press down on one corner of, you know, rubber filled with air, and it pops up somewhere else. You can't do it. They're gonna try, but they're not gonna be able to do it.
Well, I mean, look, they pay for Talon News Agency, and you know, Gannon is their own personal pleasure toy as well. That's why he was there. They had to give him a reason to pay him. But then they go, see, blogs are bad. Look at this fake reporter. Well, that's their fake reporter. They've infiltrated the alternative media. Then they use their own fake reporters as examples of reasons to regulate us, because they don't want John Rappaport or Alex Jones typing the name of the company that mailed out this flu and finding out they're the same ones that armed Saddam and they're connected to the CIA.
That's right. That's what they don't want. But
because that's real reporting.
That is real reporting, and they can't stop it. And you know, I have talked to many reporters over the years who work in the mainstream, and to a person, they will confess after you've talked to them enough that they're dying on the vine. I'm talking about health problems, serious, serious health problems, because they can't say what they think. This is driving them into the grave.
By the way, that's true. When you're telling the truth and you know you're on the side of good, you feel great. I've said it, you know, you reap what you sow. I mean, I don't believe in karma, but, you know, that's what the Eastern folks say. But there is that law out there people that go along with this lie are cursed.
Yeah, I mean, they curse themselves right from the get-go. And over the years, they get sick, and they get sicker, and they take more and more drugs, which is why they don't expose these drugs. They're all on these drugs.
Did you know alcoholism and drug abuse is the highest in law enforcement and the media?
Yeah, that's right. And also in the medical profession, you know, the suicide rate among dentists is extraordinarily high.
Well, I got to tell you, it is just unbelievable that this is happening. And, you know, I talk to these reporters. They're upset about what's happening. All the time reporters go, well, I've written this big article, and I call them back later, and they go, the story got killed, or they cut 80% of it out.
Yeah, I've seen these people desert, leave, get sick. They can't function.
You write for LA Weekly, Spin Magazine, Stern, Village Voice, Nexus, CBS, Health Watch. I mean, you've been a mainstream reporter.
Yeah, I was a mainstream reporter until it came to the point where I went over the edge and started writing pieces that I couldn't get published. And when I started screaming at editors, they would admit that it was, quote, too controversial. And so I said, okay, bye-bye. I'm leaving. I don't do that anymore. It doesn't work on any level for me, and so I said, I'm going to start a website and just tell the truth.
Well, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and you know, they've sold out to a great extent, but they still do some good reporting. Newsmax, that started because Christopher Ruddy wasn't allowed by his publishers to tell the truth about how Clinton had Vince Foster whacked.
Exactly. You know, and this, you can see this happening. I mean, I've seen a number of reporters that are now writing on the Internet that used to be mainstream reporters. And when I talk to them, I say, how you doing? And they say, man, I'm feeling like I just got let out of jail. I'm liberated.
I can't wait to get to work in the morning. I'm working too.
Right.
I know. It feels good.
It does.
I mean, it's good to be with the good guys, folks. That's why we're going to win. Okay, three final calls. We've got to let our guest go. He's very busy. Elizabeth in Maryland, then Andy and John. That's all I have time for. And then we'll take other calls. Don't worry for those that are holding after that. Elizabeth in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is a very important interview. I hope you get John back again. Good. I have a question for both of you. But before I do that, I just want to alert you that I did send you my books, Patriots Warning 1 and 2, as you requested, and I ordered your new video. So I hope if it didn't get to you, please get in touch with me.
Okay.
All right. The next thing is when John mentioned that this is a medical police state, last night I was horrified when I heard on WBJC, the Baltimore Classic Music Station, and then I flicked on CNN to see that Gonzalez had had 10,000 people rounded up nationwide.
Operation Falcon, which is really Operation Federalization of Local Police.
And they said, now here's where I think it comes in, where I want to ask John and you what you think about the medical police state. They said they were suspected murderers, sex offenders, and some people on the street. That's that last nebulous category that worries me.
Well, these evil homeless people have got to be stopped.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is start counting heads and talking to people on the street. You see how many, soldiers, ex-soldiers you see on the street.
Wow.
That have been destroyed by illnesses created by vaccines and by, the kinds of things that happen with depleted uranium and so forth, and how the medical establishment covers that up. You see people who have suffered the effects of the medical police state. That's largely what you're looking at when you look at the vast increase in the homeless population.
That is tragic.
Yeah, it very much is tragic.
I am so glad that you and Alex are bringing out so many subtleties today in this labyrinth of evil. So much is so important. The CDC. And I have one further question. When you said they've admitted that they intentionally sent out the 5,000 shipments, what do you mean by intentionally? What did they actually admit to?
Thanks,
okay.
Elizabeth.
Well, basically, of course, the CDC, which said, you know, it had to be sent out intentionally, was tap dancing around the whole thing.
And the WTO said this, or the WHO said the same thing.
Yeah. You know, you say, well, what do you mean intentionally? And they say, well, somebody in a lab decided that the 1957 strain grows very easily, so it would be a good germ to send out. You know, so they're giving it to you, then they're taking it away. What I mean by intentional is that this was an intentional operation to create fear.
But they knew about it a month ago, and this legitimized Bush in this medical martial law executive order they announced 2 weeks ago. Thank you, Elizabeth. Andy in Texas. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I just got a question. With the national ID card that's going to end up going to an RFID chip, do you think those RFID chips will be able to be merged genetically with us and alarm
I got three mainstream articles saying the chip under the skin will soon be like the cell phone.
Well,
I have three articles today saying you will take it. It's a great idea. John?
Yeah, sure, because the whole idea is not simply to track people, but to upgrade these chips to control people.
Well, this is how we know it's control, John. Every day I see one of these articles. Today it's three articles, and I wasn't looking for them, where they go, it's no big deal, it's just technology, take the chip. It's as if they're writing from talking points, and I think these are paid-off reporters.
Oh, sure, they are. And the other thing that you have to know, of course, is the reporters work off of sources. They have to have access. And where do all the news stories come from? The government. So if some, you know, person at the CDC says...
They're just writing an article off the press release.
They are, but if they decide to go against the press release in an article, no more access. Next time they call up the CDC, they can't talk to a researcher or a doctor, and so they're out of a job. And that's the stranglehold that's put on these
people.
But
it's a catch-22. The average newspaper's down by 60% in the last 10 years. TV ratings are all down, I mean, mass 45%. But then alternative news is exploding and taking over.
Absolutely. That's right, because people are telling the truth.
Anything else, Andy, quickly?
Well, what I was going to get at was, will it be able to alarm a supercomputer that there's a disease in this body and be able to warrant it?
That's what they're already saying that the reason for it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Good point. We got to have it to stop the bio attack. Good point. John in Ohio, last caller for John Rappaport. Go ahead.
Yes, I think the too many people still rely on the corporate media like it's their mother's milk rather than the rattlesnake it is. And as the famous Washington Post reporter Carl Bernstein revealed in covertactionquarterly.com that the CIA has all through the century controlled the media. I was just reading, for instance, this worm, this weasel, Thomas Friedman at the New York Times, the New York Times was revealed by Bernstein as one of the many top sewer pipelines for CIA disinformation. His latest column just disgusted me. Will U.S. victory in Iraq spell trouble at home? It had everything from the whitewash of his own lies, the New York Times lies to get us into the war, the whitewash of the CIA supposedly protecting us from terrorists, the whitewash of the phony elections there, and then ends up by saying the reason that we haven't had attacks is because Bush attacked Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's why they're fighting them there instead of here with this kind of ridiculous...
No, Bernstein's another one of their agents, and they'll have the pot call the kettle black to make you think that there is an alternative choice. Let me get a comment from our guest, John.
All I can tell you is that the media is completely controlled. I mean, whether it's through CIA infiltration, which certainly exists, and reporters are paid off and all of that, or mostly it's reporters who are policing themselves.
Yeah, they just pick like-minded idiots and write articles.
They don't even have to do anything anymore. I mean, these people are not very bright.
Once or twice a week, they get a press release, write a little article, and then go get drunk.
You got it. That's what they do. That's the story.
Anything else, John?
I think we've covered a fairly large chunk of the waterfront, Alex.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on with us. John in Ohio, is that it?
Well, there's not one more thing.
I'll hold you over. We're going to let John Rappaport go.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Appreciate it very much.
You bet. And I'll be checking out nomorefakenews.com routinely.
I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Appreciate you spending all this time. We'll be back. I'll take a few more calls, hit some other news. Special guard units prepare for domestic terrorism. Gotta get those evil homeschoolers. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, got loaded phone lines, got a great guest coming up, really important info. go to your calls here in a moment. Folks, my new film, Martial Law, 9-11, Rise of the Police State, is three films in one. The latest police state information, an hour on 9-11, an hour on the secret societies that control America, the order of death behind Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Bushes, the Nazis, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. We show Bush giving his oath of office and then spend 10 minutes showing how he's dismantled this country with the help of the Democrats, how they're all part of the same crew. Fake news reporters, torture. So much is covered. It is my tour de force, the creme de la creme of the coup de grace of my videos. You need to have it. You need to get this film and make copies. It will not be seen. It will not have its massive effect unless you look in the mirror, get the video, make a copy every night when you go to bed in your DVD burner or on your VHS recorder. You can get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, watch my new film in its entirety, all of my 11 other films, dozens of other films have been authorized to post, my book, Paul Watson's book, print copies off of those, put them on disc, whatever. Get in there, become info warriors. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, get your own personal private secure passcode, sign up with PayPal or with credit card, however you want to do, PrisonPlanet.tv, don't wait. Or simply call toll-free to get a hard copy of any of my new films, to get any of the new T-shirts we're offering, any of the other videos I carry, other books. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The new film's $25.95. Get a second copy for $19.95 and so on. It just keeps going down in price to $14 the more you get. Or just get one and make copies. Or if you've got the funds, get a bunch of originals and give them to people. Or sell them at your store, your bookstore, your church. I don't care. Just get them out to people. 888-253-3139. Or order at InfoWars.com. Don't wait. John in Ohio, finish up what you were saying. Don't want to cut you short.
Well, yeah, I think what you're saying about some people that are actually agents within the media try to disguise that fact. And I think Friedman is one of them at the New York Times.
The New York Times acts all liberal. They were the main conduit of the fake documents on WMD.
Absolutely, absolutely. They are the number one sewer pipeline for this kind of stuff.
They are the great sewer pipe.
Right, and this article was just a case study of all the lies just sort of thrown in.
Yeah, but as you said, he adds at the end that Bush was still legitimate.
Well, I'm saying that...
Bernstein is another sewer pipe.
Well, yes, to some extent, but what he said about the CIA being run by the CIA, the media being run by the CIA to frame up countries for attack, that was one exception to his agentry. But this article by Friedman was actually setting the stage for future terrorist attack to blame it on Al Qaeda. This was, I think, a very significant column. It had every lie from these phony. Elections in Iraq where the people actually voted for the United States to get out. The winning coalition over there at least misled the people.
But they wrote a veto in to where they had, where the Sunni minority had a veto.
Well, and also that the Iraqi alliance actually said on their document of their statement of principles, they wanted the United States out. That's what people were voting
but
for.
But they built into it a veto of the minority.
Well, that's absolutely right, and they're not going to give it to him, obviously, but the media, and Thomas Friedman said this is a freely elected government, shows that we're wanted over there. He said
all they've done is put the Ba'athists back in power.
Absolutely, but and he's calling for staying the course. He's telling every one of the lies. ZMAG.org, for instance, has pointed out that the media uses these phony alternatives like Thomas Friedman to William Safford or Krauthammer, the moderate warmongers, to the more obvious warmongers, and it's an absolute fraud. And in this article, he's calling for believing that there's going to be more attacks.
We'll be right back. Thanks for the call.